Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you feeling better? You've been a little sick, huh?
I have been a little sick. I am feeling better. That is part of the reason why we are so late in getting our new podcast episode out, and also because my father-in-law broke his leg. And so I'm sorry to everyone that we have been really late. But I think things are calming down finally, so that's good.
Good. How is your father-in-law doing?
He's doing okay. You know, he's 74, and so a bone break is, like, pretty bad for anyone at that age. And he is in a rehabilitation place, like a nursing home, and they're hopeful that he'll come home by Christmas. So.
Oh, wow.
So that sounds good. He's been there for a long time. He was in the hospital for 5 days waiting for surgery, and now he's been there since a few weeks before Thanksgiving. But
wow,
it seems to be progressing, you know, slowly but steadily.
Good. That's a lot of crises to deal with at once, I feel like. And then around the holidays and then being sick, and it's just a lot.
Yeah. I'm sort of trying to cut back where I can as far as Christmas goes, because I always plan too big anyway, and then we basically, like, lost 3 weeks of anything I could be doing, because we were staying at AJ's mom's, and then we both got sick. But it seems to be, I mean, it's better now than, you know, Christmas Day, so hopefully we'll be good.
Good. Good. So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I thought we would talk about Christmas is nigh and the New Year is nigh.
Yeah.
And we talked about checking back from our first Christmas episode, which I think was last time at this point.
Yeah, so, I think it was. So let's do that. Let's check back in.
How are you doing?
I am doing okay. Last time was really behind and didn't plan, and now I'm still really behind, but I'm sort of better planned. So I don't know. You know, I'm trying to catch up. I have had – December is always a really bad month for us at work. It's always really busy, and this
– It is really bad
December
for you.
December especially, we've had a couple other really, really big projects that we've had to get out. So it's been really, really long, hard days where you're, like, working every second – for all day long, and so I haven't really had much time to do other stuff, like life stuff, during the last 2 weeks, I feel like, because it's just been work and then sleep and then work again. But this weekend I don't have to work, and so I'm trying to catch up on stuff this weekend. So I'm planning on doing Christmas cards tomorrow with Michael. We're gonna have, like, a Christmas card party where we just write a bunch of Christmas cards, and so hopefully I'll get those done and mailed, because they're almost late at this point, I feel like, if I don't get them mailed soon. And we're leaving to go out of the country in a week from today, I think. So there's a lot to do before now and next week.
But, are you going to be able to be home between your two Christmas trips?
Just for, like, a night. It's really not ideal, but...
So you can't, like, leave things to do between them. You basically have to be ready to go for both trips before you leave.
So I'm coming home.
That's no pressure.
I know, right? And so, and it's only a week to do it and also get all your deadlines done before you leave work. So, you know, it'll be kind of stressful, but we'll see. And then I get a, you know, week or two to relax in after that. So that will be nice. But yeah, so I'm trying to get ready for the trip. Like, today I called, you know, the bank and the phone company and all that stuff to let them know I'm traveling and to figure all that out. So at least I have that done. And then, you know, I'll probably be behind on laundry, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I guess this weekend I should try to catch up, and Christmas shopping and Christmas cards and packing and traveling, and I don't know, lots of stuff happening.
Lots of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like really so today I didn't wake up until 1 o'clock, which is extreme. I mean, I sleep in on the
You've been
weekends, but
sick.
1 o'clock seems really insane. But I've been sick and I didn't sleep throughout the night, so I'm not like upset,
Yeah.
but the post office is already closed. Like the post office closes at noon.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so I'm like, when do you have to mail things so they get there by Christmas? Like, what is the date for that? Is it the 18th?
I don't know that actually. I would. Well, okay, so Christmas Eve is on a Wednesday. So if you're allowing 4 to 6 days, that's by the previous Wednesday, which is, yeah, I think the 16th or 17th, so.
I am looking it up because I think the post office sends out like an official
Oh, really?
date. Okay, yes, it does. Okay, for expected delivery by December 24th, December 15th. That's like in 2 days.
Yeah, that's Monday.
Okay, yeah, so it says standard post is December 15th, first class and priority mail is December 20th, and
Okay.
priority mail express is December 23rd, which is like $800, so no one do that ever.
Yeah.
I did
Oh
that last
boy.
year for my parents and it was really expensive and terrible, so I don't recommend anyone doing overnight shipping ever.
Okay. Oof. Yeah, I struggle with mail. I'm bad at mail. I think we've talked about this. And so I really struggle with like mailing stuff. And so I do a lot of Christmas shopping online to get other people to do my shipping for me. But you still have to do that ahead of time to give that enough time to get there, even if you're not the one doing it.
Yeah, I
So
don't know what,
Christmas
like
is.
this year. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's a lot of planning. Like you, it's just it's. We're used to doing lots of stuff, but this is a very particular kind of planning and making sure you're like ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I don't know why this year I like bought stuff. I don't go into a store to do Christmas shopping. I buy it all online, but I had it sent to my house. Like, why would I do that? So now I have to send it again. Like, I just wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, yeah, things have to be mailed soon. I was thinking by next weekend, but that's not correct. So I don't know. I don't know how you like bring all the packages to work and then go on your lunch hour, I
Right.
guess. That's how you
But
do
like
it.
everyone else probably goes on their lunch hour, so it's probably like kind of a long line.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
hopefully an hour is long enough. And some people don't even
Yeah.
have an hour. They have like a half hour, and that's really hard.
Yeah. I got a bunch of stamps from the UPS store down the street from me. So if you guys
Good
didn't know,
job.
they sell stamps. They sell stamps. Yeah. So that was cool. I like the
I did
Christmas
not know
stamps.
that.
So I wanted to get like cute little Christmas stamps, and they have those. So that was
Did you
helpful.
get the baubles?
I did. I really like the baubles.
I like
They
the
had some other
baubles
cute
too.
ones too, but I like those. I like ornaments a lot, so.
You can also get stamps from your cashier at the grocery store.
Oh, that's good to know. I
You
think
just
it's
ask
CVS
them.
too, and like Walgreens.
Oh, okay. I've never tried at the drugstore, but I
Yeah.
know that like Walmart and Giant Eagle, which is our like local grocery store, will have them at that checkout. So that's helpful when you can remember when you're like
Right.
putting your groceries up on the thing and like dealing with money and whatever.
Yeah. So that's, if you guys haven't got your stamps, there's a lot of options still. Lots of
Hopefully you
options.
all have stamps though, unlike
Hopefully,
me.
yeah, you're ahead of the game, unlike me too. But I at least have my card, so I feel like that's like a positive step in the right direction, even
Yeah,
though.
that is a good step. I mean, it's getting to the point with me where I'm like, okay, what can I cut out? Like, what do I not need to do? What can I eliminate because it's like too much?
Is there stuff you're finding you can eliminate?
Well, the one big thing is like we're supposed to have this party on January 3rd for AJ's family. Like his family is getting together at our house supposedly. And I haven't done like any planning for that. And so I'm trying to think of ways to make that easier, and I'm thinking we might just like order pizza.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't know like how I don't know how his family like will feel about that because it's not like a home cooked Christmas dinner, but like I can't. So
right, no.
I'm just thinking like that might work, or maybe not pizza, but like something we can order.
Can you make it like a potluck, maybe?
Yeah, so, like, that's another option too.
There's a couple options to make this a little easier.
And then I was even thinking, like, we could always just, like, have it at a restaurant and everyone can order food and pay for it themselves. And it at least we're, like, together and we can exchange gifts. So, like, I'm just trying to figure out a way to make that easier rather than me, like, cooking all this food for, you know, like, 20 people. And I just can't at this point.
Michael's family for his sister's graduation party got Chipotle. And they, like, ordered kind of – essentially, I guess it's, like, catering. They just, like, ordered, you know, trays of, like, beans and chicken and bowls. And then you could just assemble whatever you wanted. And they just put the food out. It was so great. And it was so good. And everyone liked it. And it was really easy to just, like, pick up all the food and just, like, set it out. You don't have to mix it together or, like, heat it up or do stuff. Yeah. It's, like, already ready. I guess they did have, the like, those little burners to keep stuff warm. So they did – that was, like, the most setup, I think, that it was.
That is a good idea. That's something that I need. Like, that's what I need, something like that. And we don't have a Chipotle, but we have, like, chilies and stuff. So I'm sure that someone would be willing to, like, I'm sure they have provisions for this at places like that. It's, like, people doing party food, so.
Or, like, Boston Market, which I don't know if you guys have that at all. They do a lot of stuff like that.
I had talked about that, too.
Okay, yeah. Honey Baked Ham, too.
Oh, yeah, like
sides and stuff. Yeah.
So I think that or pizza. I have to put pizza invitations. What?
Or pizza is also good, always.
Yeah. I have to put invitations in with Christmas cards that I need to finish today. So AJ and I are going to have to make a decision. But it's like a double-edged sword because if I cancel the party altogether, which people don't know is happening, like I haven't sent out invitations. If I cancel it altogether, then we have to mail gifts to people. So if I don't cancel it, that's like less mailing, but it's more hosts, you know, so it's just whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be easier, but I would say my Christmas stress level is at like an 8.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm also, this morning it was probably like a 9 and now I think it's an 8 because I like figured out something else this morning that I want to include in some of my cards, which at least I have that thought of. And I thought of a few more gifts that I know, so I think I know what I am going to get for like some more people. So I'm narrowing down the list. I'm checking stuff off. But I'm also trying to get ready for this trip, so I want to get, you know, it's like normal trip stuff, like we're going to a warm location, so it's like I want to get a pedicure, I might want to get my hair trimmed, I want to get my nails done with a gel manicure before I leave, which like obviously is not necessary for like the well-being of me or Christmas, but like it's nice when you're going on vacation to like not have to worry about your nails being chipped. And so it's like scheduling some of that stuff on top of Christmas stuff, and I feel like, am I being stupid trying to like get my hair cut this week when I have so much else going on, but also it would be nice to like be refreshed for a trip, so I don't know, stuff like that.
I don't know, like I always think about pictures, like like it was a priority for me to get my hair cut last week even though I was like dealing with sickness and had things to do because Christmas is coming and people take pictures at Christmas and I want to look like not like I haven't had a haircut in 8 weeks, you know?
That's kind of what I was thinking about too. Like it's a nice trip that we're going on and it's like, you know, like a family event. And so I wanted to like look nice. So I don't know.
I don't feel like
they're probably booked now even. I'm like, I don't even know if I can go to the girl I normally go to because she's probably booked next week. But we'll see. I guess I'll call today.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I don't think you're being like stupid or petty or vain. Like I feel like that's like a reasonable thing to want to do. I think when it is a problem is when it like doesn't work out and then you're like not you, general you is like devastated. Like, that's when it's like, if I hadn't have been able to get in last week, would I have, like, cried and been really upset? Like, I might have because I was, like, really sick. But, like, that's, you know, like, it's okay to try.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And then I'm trying to – I haven't even thought about, like, packing, really. And I – like, it's a summer trip. Do I have sandals right now? I don't know. Like, I don't know. And so I need to figure that out, like, today to see if I need to get stuff before I leave.
I feel like sometimes sort of piggybacking off of what you said about being at a 9 and now you're at 8, like sometimes just like thinking things through makes it easier. And that's one thing that I haven't like taken the time to do is like figure out like, okay, who am I mailing what? Like what can wait? Yeah. Like I know I can wait on your gift till after New Year's because you're not going to be home. So like I'll just wait. And I think once I get cards done and I can think about like what is going to who and when it needs to be sent, I'll feel a lot better once I have like a plan and a list.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's true. And that's kind of what helped me this morning was we talk about lists all the time. Like it's so important to have a list. I think
it's just like good for your like mental health and like sanity.
Yeah.
Cause then you don't have to think about anything. Like you just like go through the list.
You just
and,
do
like,
it. Yeah. Done. Right. Right. Yeah. And it's not the work that's the problem. Always.
Right. 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 And like it's been hanging over my head that I don't have a list. And I'm just like willy nillying my way through it. And like as soon as I get there, it'll be better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So hopefully at the end of the day, we'll have new lists.
Yeah. With things crossed off, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully with a couple things crossed off.
So after Christmas comes the new year, obviously. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that. And do you feel like you have to do anything special for the new year or like end of year stuff? Or do you do like reflection? What happens?
Yeah. Well, I like to – toward the end of the year, I like to kind of look back on the year and look at some – like, I don't know, like the top books I read this year or the things I like that I did this year. And not just – I mean, mostly just for myself, but also I might blog about it and – I have thought about that and I'm also behind on thinking about that and doing any kind of that stuff because of work and this month has been kind of crazy. So, but yeah, I would like to do stuff like that and, you know, like clean the house before I leave so we can come back from the new year and it will be nice and clean and like stuff like that and thinking about stuff I want to do for next year. I want to start thinking about, but it just seems like there's a lot in between now and then to get through first.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't matter when you do this. Like, it's nice to do it at the end of the year and at the beginning of the new year. But, like, if you don't want to do your 2014 reflection until mid-February, like, that's okay.
That's true. Yeah. There's no rules.
Nope, no rules. It's hard. There's, like, fake rules, but you don't have to follow them.
Yeah, that's true.
I usually pick like one thing to like focus on for the year.
Mm-hmm. Like a word or like?
Not like a word, but like a thing. So like 2014's was like credit card debt, like eliminate credit card debt, get out of it. And we did really well until Christmas season.
Yeah.
But we'll start over again next year. But I think that next year I really want to focus on like health. And
that's great.
Yeah. So that's like my, the main thing that I want to like reflect on and like figure out how I can be better.
That's a really like, cool thing to do, I think.
Yeah. I find it like it's less overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, like when I think about 2014, I'm like, well, we did like eliminate a lot of our credit card debt and like we did a really good job and that was like my only goal and so that's what we did.
That's a really I think that's a really great idea. I've heard of people doing that, like they pick a word or like a theme to focus on for like their year, which I think is really interesting, but I've never done. Yeah Elise Joy, that blog that we like, she has done that, and that's I think probably what introduced it to me. And I have thought about it but never done it for myself. But I like that idea too of like it doesn't have to be a word. It can be like one goal or one thing you want to work on too. It's cool.
Yeah. Like it – yeah, I know. I don't really understand. I feel like I really like Elisa's blog, but I feel like she picks like these sort of obscure words mm-hmm. and it's like a stretch to make everything fit the word, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like, I just like to choose something concrete and like, that's my goal and that's what I'm going to work for. And like, there's other things that I think about that I want to improve, but like, as long as I get this one thing done during the year, like I feel okay. Or as long as I keep it in mind as we like plan vacations yeah. or whatever, like, you know, it's like part of the, it's just something to keep in mind. And so I feel like one thing that like we're really bad at is like going to the dentist on time consistently yeah. and like going to the doctor when we're sick, or like even like getting blood work for checkups and like adult things that like we mm-hmm. don't necessarily do. And I certainly mm-hmm. don't like, I go to the doctor when I need medicine. I don't go for like checkups.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like really want to focus on that for next year. So I think just anything that has to do with like improving our health would be good.
That is such a good idea. I really like that. I will try to think on that for myself and how it might apply.
Okay. That's cool. I can't wait to hear what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'll share. I also was thinking this year for me, 2014 was kind of a big year for me. Like there was a lot.
It happening. Was a big year. I was thinking about that too, about you particularly. Yeah.
And I moved and did new stuff at work and am just in a whole new place literally than when I was last year. So that's been kind of interesting. There's just been a lot of things have happened, which is cool. It's like pretty cool, but it's been a really busy year.
It's funny, like when you're in it, you don't really like think like, oh, this is like a big deal. But then when you reflect on it, you're like, that actually was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that about like moving to Pennsylvania. Like I didn't feel like it was a big deal at the time. I sort of felt like it was my only option and like this is where mm-hmm. I got an internship. But then like afterwards I'm like, no, like I moved across the country to a place where I knew very few people and yeah. like started a real job, and that is a bigger deal than I gave myself credit for at the time. And that's basically yeah. what you did this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and you did it when you graduated too, when you went to New York, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I feel like each move has been a little easier. Yeah. But I've also moved a lot as a kid. And so it's taken me like, I don't know, 10 moves to get to a point where I'm like, yeah, maybe I could handle that. You know, it's not like an easy thing. But
yeah, I don't, I hate moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone yeah. hates moving though, right? Like everyone hates it.
I assume so. I like cannot imagine a scenario in which people are like, this is fun. Like, let's definitely do this again soon. Like, no. It is not enjoyable.
Like my whole like goal in life is to move as little as possible.
Yeah. I don't. This one obviously has worked out very well and been one of the more successful moves of my life. Normally, when I move to a place, I expect to hate it for the first, like, 6 months because you don't know yes. anywhere. You're lost all the time. You don't really know anyone. You don't have a lot of friends yet. You just feel, like, lost, right? But right. I haven't felt that way so far.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah, which has been good. I mean, I literally sometimes I'm lost because I don't know what, like, street I'm on. But, like, I don't feel personally lost. So that's good.
Yeah, I feel like my advice to people, especially kids who are moving somewhere for college far away, yeah. I always tell them to give it a year before you decide whether you hate it or not.
Yeah, I agree. It's just so hard to get into it.
I feel like it takes that long to make yeah. friends and feel a sense of home.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I don't even know, like, obviously we've been in our apartment in Cheswick for a year, more than a year. And I wouldn't even say it feels – I don't feel like we're ingratiated in the community or anything. Yeah. But we have each other, and it's, like, fine.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's how I kind of feel too. Yeah, it's been good to have, obviously, Michael here and some friends that I already know. But I still don't feel as connected to the city as I would like to.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder though, like, I think some of that is sort of like healthy because it like feeds your desire to like explore and like try new things yeah. in a city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about that there was an article that came out, we can link to it in the show notes, about like bucket lists in Pittsburgh, like 25 things you should do in Pittsburgh. And I think I haven't done any of them.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them are like things I would never do, like go paragliding at a park. Like, I'm not interested in
that. Is that a Pittsburgh thing sky. That people do? I didn't know.
Excuse me. Yeah, I guess. But some of them are really cool. Like, I didn't know that there is like a, that like 10 years ago they sold these giant dinosaur sculptures as a fundraiser for the dinosaur museum. And now they're like all over the city. And I had no idea that there was like more than the one outside of the dinosaur museum. So, yeah. I was thinking about that for my birthday, that like that would be a really fun like scavenger hunt to do with my husband, is just to like go and find all the dinosaurs.
That's cool.
So, I guess my point is just like, I think people should explore their own cities, and I'm happy to do that in Pittsburgh because I don't feel like I've seen hardly any of it, you know?
Yeah. I feel really like I know a lot about my neighborhood and I can do a lot in my neighborhood, and that is really good, but there's also like a lot more to the city than just the streets around me.
Right. Right.
So, gotta get out there.
Yeah. Are you, have you looked for or are you interested in like joining a book club like you had in New York?
I am interested, yes. And I have kind of looked, done a little bit of research at some of the independent bookstores around here, and they have some, but I feel like I've been so busy, I haven't been able to really participate yet. And so I don't really have one in mind that I want to go to yet, but I am interested in doing that. So that's something I would like to do next year, is to find a book club to go to. So I think that would help. Plus I like it. So.
Yeah. I think it's I would like to do more of that, like find places where I can make new friends.
Yeah.
Or at least be around friendly people.
Yeah. That's good. I feel like too, like I like a lot of independent businesses and like community businesses and stores and stuff like that. And so I feel like for me, finding like the comic book store or finding a bookstore you feel good about going to is like another way that's really good to connect to the community, because you can like talk to the people there and it's people that live around you. And I don't know, it's like a good way to connect with other people that way and to talk about stuff you're interested in, even if it's just like shopping and looking at stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Even when I have like a friendly interaction with someone, like in the elevator of my building, like when I go to work and someone, you know, says hello and like, how are you? And like, have a nice day. Like even that like makes me feel better about my day, you know?
Yeah. And I have been sorry, go ahead.
No, I think just like putting yourself in situations where you're having friendly interactions is healthy for yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I have been working from home a lot, which is something I did in New York too, and what I like to do. So it's funny because like I like working from home. I have like a dedicated place to do it. I get a lot of work done that way. And so sometimes when days are really long, I can work from home. And so I like it. But yeah, then it's like, am I doing something wrong because I'm like holed up in my apartment all day and like not really getting out there? So it's like, I think you have to find a balance, of course. But
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just at home and that's nice too, even though it's not, you know, out always on the streets doing stuff.
No, I know. I think about that a lot. Like would I be more productive if I didn't have to drive an hour through traffic each way to get to this place that I work in?
Yeah.
But I don't know. So Christmas, we're in the throes of.
Yeah. That's hard.
New Year's, we're abstractly thinking about.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to discuss?
I don't think so. I guess we just gotta make a list and check it twice.
That was good. That was really good.
Thank you.
I feel like we weren't, I feel like I was just like not very full of advice and mostly just full of angst and stress, but I guess that sometimes happens.
Well, yeah, I hope anyone else who's full of angst and stress, you're not alone. We'll get through it together.
Yes, that's what we can provide to you is
adult Christmas is hard
time.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how like being sick is really hard as an adult.
Oh yeah, it so is.
It's like everything hard. Yeah, everything is hard. But I was just like, man, I have to do so much laundry today to try and get all the germs out of my house. And God, I miss like just like coming home from school sick and like just getting chicken soup fed to me. Like,
I know. Man. I was thinking about that because I like had a really, really long day at work and went to Michael's and he like started making dinner already. And so I just like came home and like got to eat dinner and was like, this is awesome. Like, this is really, really great. And that's like a thing, you know, I was, you know, if when you're single or living alone or just being an adult and are working and busy, it's like you have to do all that stuff, everything yourself. And it's just really hard to do every single thing all by yourself.
It is really hard to do everything. I have found that, like, I think, and you'll probably find out in like a week, is traveling with another person is so much easier than traveling by yourself.
Yeah, it's really like, hard even to travel stupid by yourself. Stuff,
like, they watch your suitcase while you go to the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
It's really helpful, you know? And so I just feel like if you're not dating someone or you're not married, like, find another single person and help take some of the burden off of you. Like, I wish I had done that because I think there are ways to make it easier even if you haven't found someone or aren't interested in finding someone to, like, coexist with.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, well, I used to, like, get dinner with – some of my friends, like, we would say, like, okay, let's make dinner tonight. And in the middle of the work week, someone would come over and we would make dinner together. And that's, I think, was a fun thing to look forward to that I now, you know, a lot of the times I do that with Michael, but obviously you can do that with anyone who's game.
Right. Right. Yeah. I just feel like finding someone to take just like I said already, I'm like repeating myself, but like take some of the burden away and like trade off on making dinner or go to the grocery store for two people. And, you know, just there are things that are a lot easier that I wish I had known would have been like I could have made it easier on myself.
Yeah. I think too, I had a hard time. Yeah. Like accepting that or being like, I don't know, like you want to be a grown up, so you want to do it all by yourself, but that's like not really what being a grown up is about.
Yeah, there's like a sense of like it can't be too easy. You can't make it too easy on yourself because you're an adult now.
Yeah.
But you totally can. Like it's totally okay.
Yeah. I'm glad I got over that one.
Yeah, but it does take it does take like a few like years of doing everything yourself and realizing this is not happiness that.
Yeah. Yeah.
To I like agree. Make that click.
Yeah. Cool. Fine. So make lists, get help, and let's have fun on the holidays is, I think, the moral of the story. Are you ready for the lightning round?
I'm so ready.
Okay. What have you been cooking? Have you been? It's been really busy.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
It's okay.
I have been cooking starting – a couple days ago, I like resumed dinner schedules and, I made this really good, beefy mushroom soup. Western Pennsylvanians love soup. It's this weird thing that happens here. They're just obsessed and they could eat soup for every meal, it seems. So I try and make soup more often than I would if I wasn't married to a Western Pennsylvanian.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's like really weird. I don't know. But this soup, what was interesting about it is that it had canned pumpkin in it for a thickener.
I really like pumpkin soup. I had it for the first time the other day.
I don't. I don't like the flavor of pumpkin very much. But this recipe assured me you couldn't taste it, and I couldn't. So it just was used as like a antioxidant filled healthy thickener instead of like white flour. So it was good. I'll post a link to the recipe.
Cool.
What have you been cooking lately?
Wow, I have been doing Blue Apron, and it is like one of the best decisions I've made this year, besides all the other great decisions I made this year, like moving to Chicago. But yeah, it's we get these awesome ingredients delivered, and we've gotten better with practice at cooking. And this week just made this really, really incredible pasta that had capers and cauliflower in it and like red pepper flakes and probably some other stuff. And it was so good. I was like so, so surprised at how good it was. So that was probably the best thing I've had recently.
It sounds good.
Yeah. So that's been really nice to – that's another thing about like doing that has enabled me to not have to think about what to have for dinner and like what I need to go grocery shopping for. So that was a way to keep me less stressed and have a really delicious meal, which also keeps me less stressed. So
we watched this independent movie last night. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be Christmas related, but really it wasn't. Anyway, it had really awesome character development, and you got really invested in the characters, and then it just sort of ended suddenly and it left us like wanting more. But one of the lines in the movie was about this woman who just has a baby and is a novelist, and she's like she's struggling to find balance between like taking care of her kid and like being a mm-hmm. wife and taking care of the home and writing. And someone was trying to give her advice who really like had no business giving advice about it, and said something like, "I'm just trying to find a way for you to have it all." And she responded with like, "Well, if you have it all, then that means you have to do everything. So it can be dangerous." Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really interesting, because that's something that I feel like women feel like they need to do. Or there's some like societal pressure to like have it all or do everything. And like, you don't have to. And I feel like finding things that you can cut out, like thinking about dinner, is totally acceptable and should be more encouraged.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a really good point, and people struggle with that a lot, I think.
So yeah. I'm glad.
What was the name of the movie? Sorry. Do you remember?
I don't, but I'll find out.
That's fine.
I think it's like Happy Christmas or something. It had Christmas in the title, but it was just like around December. It's not a Christmas movie.
We'll post it.
I'm sorry. But I'll find out before we post this.
Cool. What's your favorite outfit that you've worn?
Oh man, I can't say I've had successful outfits lately.
Okay.
I feel like I'm never really, 'cause I grew up in San Diego and I don't have a lot of experience with winter, even though I've lived here since 2009. I feel like a day where I can dress successfully for the winter weather is a good day for me.
Yeah.
So the other day I like did that and had like a scarf and mittens and earmuffs and two pairs of socks and whatever. And like I was relatively warm outside. And so that was like the best outfit I could come up with was just being like dressed appropriately.
That sounds nice and warm also. Along that same vein, I feel like I have really been enjoying just putting my coat on top of everything and then like wearing a scarf and hat and boots and then like pretending that's my outfit, because that's like all people see. And so like I look put together and it doesn't really matter what's underneath. And so wearing my coat and scarf has been pretty successful, and just putting on the same boots every day and I'm like done, I feel polished and awesome, even though it doesn't, like I could be wearing like leggings as pants, like nobody knows
though, so do it,
so it's okay. So that's been good. Have you been reading anything in the middle of your crisis filled month? Acceptable and okay.
I finished my cross stitch. I don't know.
Oh, awesome.
I can post a photo of that because I'm really proud of it. I have not gone to a store and bought a frame for it, but, you know, baby steps.
Yeah, that's okay. That's awesome.
I'm trying to think. I considered reading the Harry Potter series again, and I think I'm going to.
I was just thinking about I should do a reread next year. On Harry Potter.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just want to read it. Although, did you hear news that J.K. Rowling's one of her new books is turning into a movie.
Yeah, I think which one is it? I thought it was the Fantastic Beasts movie. Is that what you're thinking of?
No, I'm thinking of
Okay.
one of her,
Oh, the mystery ones?
yeah, that under the
Yeah.
pseudonym.
Okay, I didn't
What
know
is it,
that. That's
Gale
cool.
Breath? I
Yeah.
saw her tweet something. She tweeted something like, "My good friend at
Yeah.
Robert Gale Breath's book is being turned into
Oh, that's
a
cool.
movie, but he is, as usual, staying quiet on the matter," or something, which was
That's
like pretty
funny.
witty.
Yeah.
But I don't know which one it is. So if that's happening, I sort of want to read that book too. So that's on my
Okay,
list.
cool.
What are you reading?
I am reading mostly comics right now because they are short and fun, and that's been what can fit into my life the best right now. And so I've been reading Sex Criminals, which I really, really love, and this new comic just started like last week called Odyssey, and it's kind of like a reimagined Odyssey, like the, like Homer in the Odyssey, but it's
Oh,
set
yeah.
in space and like all the characters are women. There's like maybe one or two men and women and this other third like gender that they made up, and it's pretty cool and it's very beautiful. Like the art is really incredible. And so I've been liking that, and then Sex Criminals I always like, and that's they just came out with another issue last week, so
That's
those have been
cool.
really good. Yeah.
I sort of love the idea of someone creating a third gender in a novel
Yeah,
or a
I think
comic.
it's called Sebex, and I couldn't really tell when I was reading it if it was like what it was. They were like, so and so the Sebex, or like a Sebex said this, and it was like, is that like a gender or like a person or a thing? Like I didn't
An
know. And
ethnicity, yeah.
yeah, but then I was reading other places and they were like, everyone's a woman or a Sebex. And so I was like, I guess it's another like gender is what they were saying. And then I think there is maybe like one or two men, but I've been really into the like I'm like really tired of just reading about boys all the time, like to be honest with you. So I'm like really into right now reading more women characters and more fun
Yeah.
women doing things. So
Yeah.
both of those
That's
comics have
fair.
that. Yeah. So it's been good.
We're like mostly out of time, but at some point we should talk about cereal.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm doing with my spare time, is listening to that. Although I'm caught up, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a good story, storytelling.
Yeah, maybe we'll link to that. Serial is a really awesome new podcast that is from the people of This American Life, and they are telling one story over multiple episodes, and it's really intriguing.
Yeah, I've been into that too.
So we'll link, and everyone should listen to it, and then we'll discuss.
Yeah, sounds good. Next time.
Cool. Well, did we go over everything? Am I missing a question?
No,
I don't think so.
I think that's it. So, where can we find you?
You can find me on ovenloveandblog.com or at Twitter on Julesy. Where can we find you?
You can find me at raisedays.com or on Twitter at RCL Newsom.
Sounds good. Good
All
luck
right.
Christmas planning.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, everyone. Have great holidays, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.